what we're tracking today. Good morning, all. We often hear of big-ticket investments in the works, but less often do we hear of the projects actually being followed through to completion. China's Xinfeng, however, has put its money where its mouth is, and kicked off construction yesterday on a $1.7 billion industrial complex. Also in this morning's issue is a $10 billion TMG development reportedly in the pipeline in Iraq, $300 million in budget support from the AIIB, fresh Sukuk issuance news, and more. But first, as some of you may have noticed, yesterday's issue was out on email later than usual yesterday due to a technical hiccup. We apologize to our readers for this error. We've got our tech back in order and we'll be back to our normal publishing schedule at 6 a.m. Cairo local time. PSA, tomorrow is the last day for businesses to file their 2024 tax returns, with the deadline set for the 30th of April, the Egyptian tax authority said in a statement. Whether it's another warm and partly cloudy day in Cairo, with a high of 29 degrees Celsius and a low of 22 degrees Celsius, according to our favorite weather app, it might be worth keeping an umbrella handy if you're in Alexandria, with a chance of light rain, a high of 23 degrees Celsius, and a low of 12 degrees Celsius. Did you know that we now cover Saudi Arabia and the UAE? Were you forwarded this email? Tap or click here to get your own copy delivered every weekday before 7 a.m. Cairo time, without charge. Watch this space. Number 1, Bilaban is back in business, with a sizable number of the dessert chain's branches given the green light from the National Food Safety Authority, NFSA, to open up shop again, according to an authority statement. Among the reopened locations are 15 Bilaban branches in Cairo and 5 in Alexandria, all of which cleared food safety and health compliance requirements in a re-inspection after their initial closing. Several branches under other brands, such as Whammy, 3 Meters Shaltet, Kunafa W. Basbousa, and Kara Melsham, have also been cleared to reopen after meeting corrective standards. Production also resumed at Bilaban's factories in Kafr El Dawar and Abyss, and Kara Melsham's factory in Borg El Arab following inspections during their trial operations. Factories still under review have been given a 1-month grace period to finish implementing full health, food safety, and environmental standards, Industry Minister Kamal El-Wazir said in a statement. The move was intended to keep production going and retain the affected workers, according to El-Wazir. Remember, Bilaban's 110 stores and its affiliated brands were shuttered across the country earlier this month, following inspections by the NFSA uncovered food safety violations including the use of prohibited substances, expired products, and poor sanitation in several facilities. The health ministry also cited unlicensed outlets and staff without valid health certifications. Number 2, Kuwait's Bukumsin holding plans to invest between 30-40 billion in Egypt over the coming 2 years, Ashaq Business reports. The investment ticket, currently equivalent to $590 to 786.6 MN at today's exchange rate, will go towards several sectors, with a focus on hospitality. Negotiations are already underway for some of the projects, including talks with the government to invest in a hotel, hotel apartments, and commercial project, with details to be announced once the plans are finalized. Bukumsin has also already begun the development of some plots with the Sovereign Fund of Egypt and in cooperation with a group of companies, including the Saudi Bin Laden Group. This isn't the first big-ticket investment plan we've heard from Bukumsin, which was reportedly eyeing one of Egypt's largest tourism and hospitality investment companies in a $4.9 billion transaction, according to local media reports in February. The acquisition of the still unnamed company would mark one of the largest transactions in Egypt's tourism industry. From the debt markets, the central bank sold $984.9 million in 1-year USD-denominated T-bills yesterday at an average yield of 4.25%, surpassing its $950.0 million target, according to data on its website. The issuance will go toward refinancing an outstanding debt worth $950 million. Happening tomorrow, the deadline for the Australian government's Masters Scholarship Programme Australia Awards is fast approaching, with the application window coming to a close tomorrow. The scholarship programme grants funding for citizens of certain African nations, including Egypt, to study climate change, agriculture and food security, mining and energy, foreign policy and international security, and gender, disability, and social inclusion. You can find out more about the program here, PDF, and apply through the Australia Awards website. Data point: Egypt's non-oil trade deficit narrowed by 27.7% YOY in 1Q 2025 to $6.3 billion, according to a government document seen by iShark Business. This was supported by a 27% YOY rise in non-oil merchandise exports, reaching $12.7 billion, up from $10.0 billion. Arab countries accounted for around 48% of Egypt's exports in 1Q 2025, equivalent to $6 billion, followed by the European Union at 22% at $2.7 billion. Get Enterprise Daily, the roundup of news and trends that move your markets and shape corporate agendas, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe here. The big story abroad: it's a busy day in the foreign press this morning as Canadian voters look on track to allow Mark Carney's Liberals to form a new government. A mysterious power outage hits Spain and Portugal, and US President Donald Trump moves to alleviate some of the pressure of tariffs on automakers. Former central bank governor and incumbent Prime Minister Mark Carney is projected to form a new government after one of the most consequential elections in Canadian history, as the country faces uncertainty from Trump's tariffs and threats of annexation. The question: will it be a minority or majority government? Either way, it would be the Liberals' fourth consecutive term in office, a political turnaround that was unthinkable just a few months ago when former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau led the party. Bloomberg, Reuters, BBC, AP. In the latest tariff-related news, Trump has eased some of the levies on auto parts for domestically manufactured cars, and prevented duties on foreign-made cars from stacking on top of other tariffs like those on steel and aluminum. Wall Street Journal: across the pond, Spain declared a state of emergency after a power outage across the Iberian Peninsula left tens of MNS without power for hours. Half of the country has seen power restored, with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez saying he aims to restore power across the country today. There is no clear cause for the outage, though Portugal has blamed it on extreme temperature variations. FT, Guardian, Reuters: it's going green day, your weekly briefing of all things green in Egypt. Enterprise's green economy vertical focuses each Tuesday on the business of renewable energy and sustainable practices in Egypt, everything from solar and wind energy through to water, waste management, sustainable building practices, and how you can make your business greener, whatever the sector. In today's issue, we take a look at how the government is looking to capitalize on agricultural waste with biofuels, animal feed, fertilizers, and why this makes not just economic, but environmental sense too.